Hey, it's Doug here on M94.1, and I'm talking to Malia Raziah from Dress for Success Seattle, because it is a huge organization and the local chapter. And I appreciate the time that you've taken to come on and be featured on our Women on Wednesday segment here on M94.1 and to talk about the work that you're doing. So tell me about Dress for Success Seattle and what is like the big goal of your organization?
Yeah, well, thank you for having me. First of all, I'm super excited to chat. I've been listening to the Women on Wednesdays for a while now, and I'm excited to be a part of it. So Dress for Success is an organization. It's a worldwide global organization. There's last I heard, we have about 130 global members or local nonprofits all over the world. I think we're in 20 countries, which is incredible. But what's really cool about this global movement, as each network member, we're all moving towards this same goal of creating economic mobility for women in the communities that we serve. But because we're all our own nonprofits within the communities that we serve. So Dress for Success Seattle, we're our own nonprofit, our own 501c3 organization here in Washington. We get to take that mission of economic mobility and really make it a hyper local thing and really focus on what are the needs of women. And here in Seattle, we serve the non-binary community as well. What are the needs of of women and the non-binary community here in Washington state? With 4.8 or 3.8 million women, we're half the state. And then you add in the non-binary community, that number just rises. How do we support those people? And those people in the state who are impacted by you know, major issues like pay equity. Washington state is this, I mean, it's crazy. A couple years ago, it came out that we were number two in the nation. And by that, I mean, we are the second worst for pay equity in the entire nation. We only beat out Utah. Right. And which just blew my mind. Like, and a huge part of that is because the industries that we have here. And so as we looked at these issues that impact the folks in Washington that we serve, we really said, here are the things that we really see a need for support in order to close that pay gap, to increase economic mobility and sustainability. And those are kind of our, what we call our three pillars of success, which is digital literacy, financial education, and career support services, professional development, right? So everybody knows Dress for Success Seattle, or Dress for Success in general for the clothing program. We have a professional clothing program. We have a professional clothing program for women who may be in need of some support in finding the right things to wear to work, or you know, we don't want women having to spend a ton of money on increasing their wardrobe for work. Because that's not in line with economic mobility, right? So everybody knows about our clothing program. I'm going to answer the question everybody has. Right now, we are not accepting donations. we just moved into a new space. We're super excited, but we're still sorting through the whole space. And so we just don't have the capacity for donations right now. But what we do have is our programs in those three pillars of digital literacy, financial education, and career support services. So I think just this Thursday, we're having our Get Connected program. The Get Connected program under our digital literacy model provides laptops and a 3-hour training session on how to get it set up and make sure that they're set up for success. And it's funny, I realized once I started at Dress a few years ago, I realized I had actually never set up my own computer before. Like, my dad worked in tech. I never really had to. I took a computer and I was like, "Daddy, help me out." And so it was actually really nice to watch walking through the whole process of like, how do you secure it? How do you make sure updates are being done? Like all of these things. I think we think that's a really simple thing, but the reality is that not everybody set up their own computer, right? We pay someone to do it, or we ask a friend to do it, or we muddle through it and hope that we get it right. And then we're constantly getting notifications about how it needs to restart to install something. Right. So there's that. You know, we have financial education programming that is really more than just the basics of finance, right? Or understanding your banking or those things. Because the reality is Seattle is expensive, right? We're one of the most expensive areas in the nation. We are, as a state, we are at the top of the cost of living for the entire nation. So how do we support people in how, not only how do they manage their finances, how do they make smart choices, but you know, how do you buy a home? How do you deal with the trauma of how you grew up with money? You know, I didn't think I had any trauma with how I grew up with money. And then I take one of our classes and all of a sudden I was like, oh my gosh, I have so much trauma with how I was raised with money. And I can see how that impacts the decisions that I have made in my life. So really digging into these things, you know, under our career support services, yes, we have the clothing program, but we also have programs that really drive opportunity for leadership growth. We have a leadership cohort program. We have workshops that talk about the anxiety of a job search. We have an amazing workshop we just had on reclaiming your glow and finding your voice, which I don't know that we always think about how important that is in searching for a job, right? Really finding your voice and knowing how you're going to go out there and put yourself out there. And not just a job. I think that's the other thing. A lot of people think of Dress for Success or Dress for Success Seattle here locally as an organization for people in a certain situation, right? And the thing that I really want to stress is that we are an organization for any woman or any non-binary individual in Washington, but especially in the Seattle and greater Seattle area, who is looking to grow, who is looking to expand, who is looking for better opportunity, who's looking for a community and a network that is going to create a safer, because no space is truly safe, safer space for them, a community that understands what they're going through, right? Mm-hmm. And so that might be someone who is in a space in their life where they're recovering and they're coming in and starting from the bottom. But it might also be that young woman who's graduating from high school or college and has no idea what the next steps are. I know I didn't, right? And granted, that was a long time ago, but I floundered for the first couple of years after college. I didn't know what I was doing. You know, or maybe it's the mom who was a stay-at-home mom for a while and now she wants to get back into the workforce. And how do we help her return into that workforce? Or it could be somebody who's already in the workforce. Maybe they love their job, but they want to move into a leadership position, you know, and how do they strengthen their leadership skills? Well, they join us in some of our workshops and our opportunities. So I know we have this incredible event. We have our Women's Career Summit coming up on March 27th. And we're super excited because this is for every woman in Washington State that wants to come and learn about topics from everything from, you know, perimenopause and menopause in the workplace. And I'm really on this like whole thing about getting younger women to learn about these things because I had no idea. And then perimenopause hit me like a freight train. And so I really want to make sure we talk about it at our team meetings or in staff stuff all the time, you know, because we want our younger staff to know it's coming. like it's coming. But also how it impacts your work, right? There's other topics at the summit too about how to invest in yourself, how to, you know, ask for what you deserve in a workplace, how to really shine in different industries, right? This is an opportunity for women in really almost any professional capacity to come and gather and create relationships and network, but also learn about how they can grow in their careers. And we're really excited about that. So there's a real diversity to the work we're doing. And I would say only about 52% of our clients are unemployed. The other 48% are all in varying stages of their careers. And we're really proud of that. We want to create that safe space, safer space for women and the non-binary community to drive their success.
You know, it's not often that I ask a question and you answer every question that I have, but you kind of did it. I'm sitting here like, man, you're hitting every point. So then a big question that I have, Malia, is what drew you to Dress for Success? How did you become involved? Like what made you want to be a part of this organization?
So I have always loved women, women and girls. Like I was a girl's girl from very young. I always struggled to understand what at the time I didn't have a word for, but now we know is misogyny, patriarchy, right? These things. I always struggled to understand them when I was younger. I'm very fortunate. I have a father who, I don't think he knows he's a feminist, but he absolutely is. And he really taught me like I could do anything. It didn't matter. And so as that shaped my career significantly. And so as I moved through the work that I was doing, I found myself continually drawn to supporting women and the LGBTQIA plus community continually. I felt very drawn to supporting communities that were continually told that they had boundaries around their opportunities for success. And that never struck me as right or fair or the way that it should be. So I actually lived overseas for over a decade, and I was working in supporting community organizations that were driving change in those areas, very often with the LGBTQIA plus community or the community of women in where I was living. And when I got back to the US, I kind of tried to do my own thing where I wanted to support women in the non-binary community in their leadership and job searching, and very, very quickly realized that I hated working for myself. Mm-hmm. Like I hated it. And it's so funny. Like people always say like the pinnacle of success is owning your own business, right? Like this is this big thing, like going out on your own is the big success. And I was like, this sucks. I don't want to do this. And so I saw the advertisement for the job at Dress. And I was like, this is what I'm trying to do as a consultant, but I would get to do it with this globally recognized organization. And I threw my name in the ring, and it kind of put all my eggs in one basket and was like, no, this is my job. This is what I want. And it just worked out, and it has been the honor of my lifetime to really represent an organization and have this incredible team of folks that all drive forward this work to support our community and make change. And it's been absolutely phenomenal.
Well, and to your point, you saw a problem that needed help with, and you decided to get involved. Now, I'm sure a lot of people that are listening to this right now are thinking, man, I'd love to get involved.
Yeah.
So this doesn't just happen. It requires help from the community.
Yes.
How can people help that are listening to this right now?
Yeah. So I think, you know, the number one is going to be, you know, financial contributions are the only way that we can stay in business, right? The only way that we can support and help the women and non-binary folks in the community is if we have the funds to keep the lights on and keep the team employed and make that impact, host those events, do the work that we do. So there's obviously opportunities if your employer does matching, if I know there's a couple of employers out there that will actually donate money to a nonprofit if you volunteer your time. And so that's an excellent opportunity and brings me to volunteering, right? We are actually super excited. The last 5 years, we have been in a very small space. So we're located in Pacific Place in downtown Seattle, right across from Nordstrom. And we were on the third floor for about the last 5 years. And it was a very small 1,500 square foot space, which means everything was on wheels. And what it meant was we really didn't have the ability to have in-person styling or a lot of the in-person programming that we wanted to do. And so we just recently, in December, had an opportunity from Pacific Place to move down into an old Chase Bank space that is directly across from the entrance to Nordstrom on 6th Avenue. And we're now in 6,400 square feet. And so we're super excited. We're able to have a dedicated classroom for having in-person programming, a dedicated wardrobe space. We're going back to in-person styling. So we are going to need to fully deploy a new styling program where we have up to 6 volunteers a week minimum coming in to support clients with those styling and professional development appointments. We're also relaunching our mentorship program, and we're going to need volunteers for that. Our Get Connected workshop, we're always looking for tech coaches to come in. And I want to be really clear, you do not have to be able to code or do fancy things when we say tech coach. If you have a basic understanding of how computers work, you can be a tech coach. If I can be a tech coach, anybody can be a tech coach. And so there's just all these opportunities to volunteer. And so we're really excited about that. And then the number one way that I tell folks is talk about us. Mm-hmm. Tell people about us. I would hope that at some point in this, you've learned something new about Dress for Success Seattle. Whether it's that you learned we do more than clothing, whether you learned we exist, whether you learned we support both women and the non-binary community, maybe it's something else. Whatever it is, talk about us into the community. Tell people we exist. Tell people that they can come and get support and be a part of our community, because that doesn't take a lot of your time or your resources, but it can make a huge impact in the work that we do.
Yeah, of course. And speaking of time, I'm running out of it because I have the free version of Zoom. We used to be partnered with Zoom and then we switched to Google Meet and I refused to use it.
And I know, and I'm so sorry. I'm such a talker. I should have warned you.
It's okay. I mean, I'm glad that you're a good talker. So before we do run out of time, the number one thing that people need to know. So if they're going to the Women's Career Summit or they want to go, or they want to volunteer, or they want to take advantage of the resources you have. What's your website? How do people get involved?
Yes. Our website, you can either Google Dress for Success Seattle and we will come up, or we are at DFS for Dress for Success, DFSseattle.org.
Well, that is everything I need to know.
I appreciate you taking the time to chat with me. Thank
you. Look, I asked like 2 questions and you did all of the hard work. So I think I got to thank you for being so prepared that I didn't have to coax anything out of you. It's just literally right under the surface burgeoning to get out, you know.
So. I believe so much in this that I sometimes have to control how much I talk about it, because I love women. I think we're so freaking cool. Like women are the coolest, and it just really gets me that we're continually told that we have to act or behave or do things in a certain way that is in some ways antithetical to who we are as human beings. And I just, if if I can do nothing else with my life, if I can support women in finding their voice and being authentically who they are and leading from where they're at rather than trying to fit into a box that society has dictated that they need to be a part of, then I will have fulfilled a life well lived.
There's the promo. That's it right there. I mean, seriously, from the heart to our ears, Malia Razaya, not the Messiah, Razaya. Well, maybe the Messiah. I don't know. I'm not.
My husband says.
I'm not going to pigeonhole you or limit you in any way.
Yeah, that's no, I kind appreciate of it.
Against the conversation that we'd literally just ended up having. So I'm not going to put any limits on your abilities as the possible Messiah.
I appreciate that. My husband will be glad.
Yeah. Thank you so much for taking the time to do this. Thank you for being featured on Women on Wednesday here on M94.1. And if you are listening to this on the podcast and you want to learn more about the company or Women on Wednesdays, go to M94.1.com. Malia, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Doug. I appreciate it.